What's up, everybody? Mr. 8 Vicious here. Now, I probably talked about this topic once before in one of my videos. It's about these Nawalts out there. I'm seeing more and more of them out there. It's getting a little out of hand. And, all I have to say right now, you freaking Nawalts, you need to fucking back off. Okay? We see through your bullshit already. More and more women are secretly looking at MGTOW. And they're like, well, if we can trick them into getting married, and we should do this, we should do that, be a fake Nawal. You know, there are some good women out there. There are. And I know what they look like. They all look homely. I've never seen a hot-ass woman be loyal. I've seen a homely-looking woman be loyal, but not anyone that's attractive. Now a girl could be fat and still be attractive with the big tits and everything. I was attracted to a fat girl once. Big tits. I got with her. But thank God, we both went our separate ways after we hooked up. But after that, I haven't hooked up with any really big girls with really big tits out to here ever since then. Perfect timing too, because it was the winter time. But anyway, we're starting to see through your bullshit already. You fake Nawalts out there, man. You're just being fake. You know what I mean? Buttering us up just to get us back into the plantation, getting us married. Trying to convince us that you're just not like the other girls. You're not this gold digger. You're this dependable woman. You're this loyal woman. If I were sick, you would be there, right there by my bedside, taking care of me, taking my temperature, and all this crap. Where have I heard that once? Yeah, where I used to work, I remember. There's this guy I used to work with, he was a tinter. He was dating this one chick. She was older. She must have been about 47, 45, around there. Older woman, but fairly attractive. She had a nice body and everything. Everyone would always check her out. And everyone's just like, God, I'd like to see her naked one time. But I saw her naked. I saw her pictures. Because the guy that I was working with, he was showing me pictures, naked pictures of her. Yeah, she looked damn good naked. She would have done a very good scene in an adult film as an older woman. You know, seducing a younger guy. You know what I mean? One of those situations, it would have worked. And that body was killer. Her face looked older, but you know what? I think it would have worked. Hell, a lot of people would whistle at her, a lot of people would hit on her and all this crap. She even hit on me. But at the time when she started hitting on me, I already knew her bullshit. Okay, because the guy that I was working with that was dating her at the time, he had always come back to the shop all pissed off, all bent out of shape. He looked like he didn't even get any rest last night or anything. He would bitch and just complain about this woman. And he was so pissed off, he's all, yeah, this fucking bitch, man, she was just being a bitch last night. She ate up all my goddamn food and all this fucking crap, and this is bullshit. I want her out of here, but she won't get out. All we fucking do is fight, and that's all we do every freaking night. We always fight, we don't fucking have sex, we don't do nothing. When I first met her, she said that she likes to cook, she likes to clean, she likes to take care of her man. I haven't seen any of that. She's just a lazy bitch. On and on and on. Every freaking day I would come home, I would go to work. Every freaking day when I go to work, every morning, he would bitch about her. Every fucking day. He would tell me how much of a freaking liar she is, how much of a snake she is, a user. And when it came time, when they broke up, they finally broke up, and then finally, she started hitting on me because it was her birthday. At the time when where the company I worked for, the manager would go out and get a card from the store for that person's birthday, and everybody in all the shops and everything, all the employees and everybody would sign the birthday card. So she made up some bullshit story that I didn't sign her card, which I did. And So she called me out of the blue and said, hey, how come you didn't sign my my birthday card? I was like, what are you talking about? I signed it this morning. She's like, no, you didn't. It's not on there. I was like, bullshit. It's on there. I knew what the hell she was doing. She just broke up with her fucking boyfriend like a week ago. And now she's trying to get my attention. And the only way she can think about getting my attention was to say, call me up and give me shit that I was that I didn't sign her fucking birthday card, which is bullshit, and I signed it. So she asked me out on a date. A little embarrassed about it because I knew exactly what the hell she was doing. I was like, honey, what are you doing? I was like, are you asking me out on a date and you just don't know how? Do you want to go on a date or something? You want to set up a time and place? You want to go out on a date or something? And she's like, can we? I was like, well, all right, we'll go. Let's just go. Let's just see where this goes. I know what you're trying to do here, but I'm going to give you a chance. And I know a lot about you already. And she's all, oh, no, don't listen to my ex. Don't listen to him at all. Well, what he's saying is he's lying. He's a big liar. Don't pay attention to what he says. So I'm on the phone with her. I'm just like, okay, all right, I'll give you a chance. Oh, come on, don't pay attention to him. Don't make him look like, don't listen to him because he's making me look like a bad guy and this and that. Please don't listen to him. I'm not what he says I am. You know, God, just give me a chance. I was like,
all right, here we go. I was like, I want you to meet me here on Saturday at the casino. I want you to meet me at Sandia Casino at this time. I want you to be there. I'm expecting you to be on time because you're never on time anyway.
She's like, okay, I'll give you a call.
So, comes around, you know, I was doing some gambling. I wasn't really worried about her. I didn't give a fuck if she would show up or not. Because I know what this girl was about. Of course she was late. She was about like a half an hour late. But I was still there having fun, enjoying myself, gambling, and I was winning. So I went up, and I finally went to the bar and got me a drink. And then I sat myself on a table. And finally, I see her come to the door. I was like, well, it's about fucking time. God, if it was the other way around, if I were late, she would be giving me the riot act. But you know what? Us men were more mature than that, right? So I sat down, we talked and everything, and she was telling me that she likes to cook and clean just like that guy that I was working with. She's doing that same old fucking bullshit story like all these new outs are doing out there. And she was just saying,
yeah, don't pay attention to what he's saying to me about me, because it's not true. I used to take care of him all the time. I used to cook and clean for him all the time. He just didn't appreciate me.
I'm just like, okay, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, let's go on a couple more dates. You know, maybe we'll hit it off. And, you know, I'm not like what he says. You know, just give me a chance. I'm not like all the other girls.
So I was like, oh, where did I hear that before?
Don't go thinking that I'm gonna fuck you over. Come on, don't think that at all. Because I know how you feel. You've been hurt in the past. I know you have. You told me the stories. But I'm not like them. Don't think I want to be like those other girls that's going to fuck you over. I'm not going to do that.
I'm just like, oh my God. She's just overdoing it. It was just turning me off. All I wanted to hear from her was just like, let's go to the room. You know, let's get a room and let's, you know, horse around a little bit. Maybe, you know, like, or do something. You know what I mean? You're not telling me what I want to hear. You know what I mean? And even today, guys at my work, especially the guys that come and work at my work for about a couple weeks and they go find someplace else to do, they tell me, yeah, I just met this girl and she said that she would take care of me and this and that. And I'm just like, oh, you're walking into a trap, brother. You're walking into a trap. No, man. I think this girl's the one, man. I think she's the one. I mean, she's been by my side and, yeah, are you guys moved in yet? I tell him and he's like, well, no, we're not moved in yet. I was like, yeah, but the moment she moves in, I guarantee you she's gonna fucking change. She's pulling that fucking Nuwalt move on you.
What the hell does that mean?
She's claiming that she's not like these other girls, these other hoe bags, and she's not a slut, she's not a hoe, and she's not like these other girls that's just gonna fuck you over and leave you for some other guy, and just not cook and clean, just always gonna nag you and everything, and, that, and not gonna nag you and all this fucking crap, and just leave you alone, and you guys are gonna be living happily ever after. She thinks she's a unicorn, by the way. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh yeah, I think she is, bro. I think she's the one, man. I've been through so many relationships with bitches, with other bitches, and what did they say to you?
I said, what do those bitches say to you compared to this woman?
Well, I guess they said pretty much the same thing.
I was like, yeah? She's just trapping you. You guys can move in together all you want, I said. I was like, I'm not going to stop you from doing that, but you're going to be miserable. I already know that. She's gonna change the moment she steps foot and moves into the to an apartment with you. She's gonna change. I don't know what happened to their relationship status because they quit their job and went someplace else. But I guarantee you, that she changed the moment they moved in together. She changed. And she was not the unicorn that this guy and what she said she is, you know, she says she's a unicorn and this guy thought that she was the unicorn. Buddy, you got another thing coming, because more and more women are using this tactic to trap smart men, single men that are perfectly happy just being on their own. When I set myself free, that was about maybe about 9 years ago now. It's about 9 years ago I set myself free. I've been happy ever since. I don't have to have a woman when I come home from work just pointing their finger at me and nagging at me and all this crap. I don't need that. I don't have to walk in to the house dealing with that shit. I have to deal with my boss. I have to deal with his fucking yelling. And do I want to come home and deal with her yelling? No! I want to come home to peace and quiet. I want to come home and drink a Bloody Mary or fucking do a couple of shots or slam a couple of beers. Preferably a fucking 40. But you know what's out there? You stop. Alright? We're getting a lot smarter now. Stop buttering us up. Because the moment you butter us up, that's it. It's like a nice guy buttering, like trying to butter you up. You don't like it, do you? It's the same fucking thing, ladies. It's the same fucking thing. When a nice guy comes up to you and butters and sugarcoats everything, kind of like how you new alts are doing, you don't like it either when a guy does it, right? You don't. And don't tell me you do, because you don't. Because I used to be one of those guys back when I was really, really young. I used to sugarcoat everything. I used to say how beautiful she was and all this crap. You know what? It just turned her off. Hell, it never worked for me. What makes you think you alts? You buttering us up and telling us we're number one and all this crap, and you're gonna take care of us and be with us through thick and thin, through sickness and health, rich or in poor. You're full of shit. Can you hate MGTOW so goddamn much? You're just trying to fucking destroy us, trying to get a MGTOW. That's your main goal. You don't care to love us. You don't care to take care of us. You don't care to be with us. You're just out to destroy us. Period. Bottom line, that is your tactic. This Nualt tactic right here, that's what you're using to destroy MGTOWs with. You can't destroy us here on the internet because there's going to be another one popping up, and another one, 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 and so on, and you can't get rid of it. So you're going to turn into a Nualt, butter us up, and try and fuck us over once you're in the house and we tie the knot and you trick us into marrying you. And I hope people are wise enough not to get married and not to have kids. And all these fucking waltz out there, even on Facebook, man. One of my friends made a comment out there, it's like this, about girls lying on their back, and he mentioned some girl on his Facebook page. I didn't know who the fuck she was, but I made a comment on there. I was like, yeah, most women don't know what the hell they're doing anymore when it comes to sex. They just lay there. And then the bitch that my friend was commenting, you know, on his post, she writes to me and she says, you know what? something. She was mentioning something about pigs, about men being pigs and all this fucking crap. You know what? I call that a compliment. But she's all saying, I'm a single mother. You can't tell me I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a single mother. I own my own house. I have my own business and blah, blah, blah. You can't tell me I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, oh, what is owning a house and owning your own business have to do with you knowing how to fuck? Okay, that's what I was trying to talk about here. Women don't know how to fuck. Most of them don't. That's what I was trying to tell you. That most women don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they always throw that card out there. That they have their own business, their own house, they're independent, they're a single mother. Yeah, you really have it going on, you stupid Noel. Yeah, what happened to your other relationship that you had with your baby's daddy? Huh? How did that go? Huh? Yeah, you really have it going on, don't you, honey? You really know how to rub a man the right way. Yeah, when I hear a woman say that they're a single mother, yeah, you really know what the fuck you're doing. Please, get stepping, hit the juice. I don't want to hear your shit. There ain't a woman on this fucking planet that's going to convince me to get into a relationship or to tie the knot with anyone and get into the plantation and get married. Bullshit. This one girl that I knew for a while there, she wanted to hang out at one time. She wanted to hang out one time. I wasn't too keen on doing this because I did, you know, this is a girl that I knew in high school. I did not speak to her at all. I would exchange a couple of words in the classroom, maybe a couple. But we never had a deep conversation. We never hung out. We never went to a party. You know, when we were in high school, we never went to a party or anything and ran into each other and started hanging out or hooking up. Or having a good conversation with one another. No, we never had that. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she finds me on Facebook and then she drops me a line. At first, she wanted to play in a porno movie. I was just like, oh my god, this bitch is just trying to get my attention. She ain't this way. And then the way she was talking to me, man, it was like phony as fuck. She was just trying to get my goddamn attention. She's like, oh, I love sex. I just can't live without it and everything. And she said that she was lesbian at first. I was like, well, you know what? I was like, what are you doing married or attached or engaged right now with a man? If you're fucking a lesbian. I was like, she's like, well, I need dick in my life, you know? I was like, you're bisexual then. You're not fucking lesbian. If you're a fucking lesbian, then you would be nothing. You'd be fucking nothing else but girls. Just girls. That's all you'll be about. And the way she was talking to me, man, I never knew in a million years we would have this conversation. I mean, God, the whole conversation, I was just quiet the whole fucking time. And then she finally realized how quiet I was. She's like, are you okay back there? You're real quiet. I was like, yeah, I'm just listening. Go on. What else do you want to do? She said she wanted to do lesbian scenes. She wanted to do hardcore scenes with other guys. I was like, you know what? I was like, you're looking at the male talent here. I was like, I'm the male talent. I don't hire male talent. I'm not going to pay a guy to bang another chick. I'm the only one that's going to be doing the banging around here. You got it? I don't care about your boyfriend. And she's like, well, you get in there then. I was like, you know what? I will get in there. And I'll enjoy it. And we'll see how hardcore you really say you are. Because in this business, you can't be fucking shy. You can't be fucking nervous. I told her that. And she called me up again. I was waiting for her approval, you know, to the green light for her to play in one of my videos. She never gave it to me because her boyfriend got in the way. But when she got rid of her boyfriend not too long ago, she called me again. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave this offer on the table. I'm gonna wait on you. Okay, I'm going to wait until you're ready. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to bug you or anything like that. So months went by. Still haven't got a phone call back. She posted up a picture of herself, you know, posing in a sexy way. She looked good. So I said, you're looking sharp, girl. Wrote on my comment section. She said, hey, we should hang out sometime. I was like, sure. Why not? Let's hang out. That didn't happen. Because I called her up and I said, you know, when are we going to hang out? She's all... And I was like, where would you like to hang out? You know, normally I would like to go to a bar and shoot some pool. I was like, how about you? She's like, I don't know anything about any bars or anything like that. She's all, how about we go out for coffee? I was like, not really my thing, but you know what? All right, man, I'll go meet up with you and have some coffee, I guess. That never happened either. Because sweat threw her off. I knew she was just trying to get my attention. I could see right through her by the tone of her voice and the way she was acting behind that phone. The moment I told her, I was like, she said to me, she's like, yeah, we'll go meet up at a coffee shop. We'll just do it as friends. I was like, no fucking shit. I was like, no duh, we're gonna go as friends. I was like, do you know who you're talking to? I was like, you're talking to a MGTOW. She's like, what's a MGTOW? I was like, let's break it down. It's called MGTOW. Let's break it down. Men going their own way. She's all, okay. I was like, what does that mean? I was like, well, I went my own way. That means us MGTOWs, we don't get married. We don't get into relationships. We get into some relationships, but they're only short term. That's some MGTOWs out there. There's some MGTOWs out there that like to date. There's some that don't like to date at all. There's MGTOWs out there that just completely cut off women. I'm not one of them. But you know what? I know how to keep my dick in the pants. Okay? I told her that. I was like, you don't have to worry about me whipping out my dick. You don't have to worry about me touching you or anything like that, because it's not going to happen, girl. I don't plan on getting in a relationship with you. I don't plan on doing anything with you. I was like, remember us in high school? I told her, I was like, did I ever make a pass at you once? Ever? She's all, oh no, you never did. I was like, yeah, and it ain't gonna happen. And it won't. Well, you were too good for me, honey. You never gave me the time of day anyway. So, you don't have to worry about me hitting on you. Now that you know my true colors. It's like, yeah, I don't have any intentions of hooking up with you. I was like, but, you know, that other thing that we were talking about earlier, when you called me out of the blue. You called me out of the blue. I told her, asked her, I was like, what was that all about? Were you mad at your boyfriend and you just had to give me a call? Or were you trying to get my attention? What were you trying to do? She's like, well, I wasn't happy with my job, and my relationship kind of sucked back then, and, you know, I just needed some money. I was like, okay, we could talk about that a little bit more at the coffee shop, but I'm waiting on you. Let's talk about that a little bit more. I was like, well, if you want to do anything with male talent, I was like, it's going to be with me. You understand that, right? And she's like, I don't mind. She's like, I don't mind. I don't mind doing anything with you. That's fine. I was like, all right, good. That's a good start. We never got to meet up because I butt-dialed her once, and it was on Facebook. My phone went berserk, and I'm gonna get a phone tomorrow, and I can't fucking wait. She was trying to pull a Nawalt in a different way on me. She was pretending like she wasn't interested, but you know what? She was gonna try and trap me. But the moment I told her I was MGTOW and I was hardcore and serious about it, she started to back off. She did. She finally, when she hung up that phone, I know she was thinking, oh god, well that move did not work. That didn't work out like how I wanted it to go. But I actually butt-dialed her. But there was another girl with the same name on my phone. I was trying to contact her because she lives in Florida. She used to live here. She has the same 505 area code number, but she lives in Florida now. So I met up with her at the Fetish Con. You know, I was trying to call her at a certain time. She said, call me at 1 o'clock your time. Because over there in Florida, it's like 3 o'clock. And she was going to be done, you know, with her shift, you know, being an exotic dancer up there. Because they close at that time. So she wanted me to call her around that time. So I tried calling her. I was calling the bitch that wanted to do a porno movie with me in my hometown. I called her by accident by 1 o'clock. And she got pissed off at me. I was just like, hello? Oh. And I finally realized who I was calling. instead of the girl I was supposed to call in Florida, I was calling this girl here in my hometown. So, said she was being a bitch on the phone, so I hung up. She was being a bitch on the phone, so I went on Facebook, unfriended her right away. She got pissed. Boy, did she get pissed. And I told her, he said, you know what? I got mad at you, but you know what? Can you find it in your heart to forgive me, girl? I was like, it was an honest mistake. You know, I wasn't trying to call you. She's like, all right, I forgive you. I was like, all right, fine, good. She's all, do you forgive me? I was like, sure. Why not? I forgive you. So call me if you want any more work. You call me if you want any work in the adult industry. Just call me. Don't hesitate. So I hung up. I did not send her a friend request. But a couple hours after I spoke to her, maybe the next day, she sent me a friend request. I didn't want to accept it at first, but then I accepted it. But ever since then, we haven't been talking to each other. I prefer it that way. Because I feel like she was going to start to be a problem. Yeah, she tried to pull a Nuwalt move on me. She tried to trick me, tried to pretend like she wasn't interested. She was interested, all right. I did not call her. I never spoke to her. I just friend requested her one day. She accepted my friend request, and then all of a sudden, days, about a year later, she calls me up out of the fucking blue. We never spoke to each other once on Facebook, period. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she wants to do a porno movie. How she found out I did porn, I don't know. Maybe one of my friends, I don't know. I think it was one girl that I went to high school with. She knew I was doing porn. I think, and them two are very good friends too. I think they were talking one day. She's like, yeah, I would like to play in a porno movie. He's like, well, you know, Cam over there, you know, ask him, he does porno movies. No way, I know that's how it went. Because there's only small few people that know that I do this. That I do adult films. But the offer still stands, and she listens to my MGTOW videos, I know she does. And I know she's making mad, you know, bad comments. I figured out who the people are making these bad comments about me. These are people who I know. But thank you, people out there who are subscribed to me. And as, you know, been on my channel as long as I've been on here, you know, I thank you for it. And I'm going to keep doing MGTOW videos as long as I want. God, this is the longest MGTOW video I've ever done. I think it was just bugging me all freaking day because I hear it at work. I hear it all the time. I hear it on the radio. I hear it on Facebook and everything about these women saying that they're not like these other girls and they're going to take care of their man. And they're not going to be like these sluts that we complain about and all these fucking shit. You know what I mean? All these hoe bags. Whatever. Whatever you... I'm not going to fall for that goddamn trick because there is no such thing as a unicorn woman. There's no such thing as a good woman, period. Women are selfish, plain and simple. They don't care if you live or die. If you die, they're going to do everything in their fucking power to take your resources. And it's going to be your stuff is going to be their stuff now. That's all they care about. So you know what's out there? We're watching you. We're watching you like a hawk. And accept the fact that MGTOW is growing and more men, even the younger men, even the older ones, it's never too late to become a MGTOW. But it's getting stronger. And you're gonna have to respect it and accept it. And taking out our MGTOW videos on YouTube is not gonna work. Because there's gonna be another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. Bottom line. I'm Mr. 8Vicious. Signing off.